أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء. اللهم ألهمني رشدي وقني شر نفسي. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا، وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا، وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت عليم خبير. اللهم ارحمنا ورشدنا وتوب علينا يا مولانا، إنك أنت الرحمن الرحيم. يا الله، إن شاء الله this will be the third day about دعوة. And دعوة, a lot of people they want to learn about da'wah. A lot of people, or a lot of brother and sister, they want like a formula or a session or pills. They take it and they become inverted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Da'wah is not like that, my dear brother and sister in Islam. In all the tape or the tapes I do, I'm just encouraging, trying to show our responsibility and duty, try to open my eye and your eyes to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. Doesn't mean what I'm doing with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a magic word. Unless we take the knowledge and implement it and try to really use it in our life, it will not benefit to us. Da'wah, if you look and go back to the history and the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran, no messenger came and said, "Oh Allah, make me an inviter to you, Allah. Oh Allah, make me a prophet." No. All messenger and prophet by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been appointed and has been given this beautiful job. And before they have been given this job, Allah prepared them and prepared their quality and their manner and their heart for the journey of message. And we are today, what we're trying to do, we're trying to learn. That's it. After you learn, and with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I try to help you and help myself first to open our vision to the understanding of da'wah, invitation to Allah. After that, we go to the real journey of da'wah, which is between you and Allah. It's no such a session you will learn how to make da'wah. It's no such a session you will know the format of da'wah. People are different. The status of the heart of people are different. We are living in different status of heart. And we forget, Allah is the owner of da'wah. Allah is the owner of da'wah, not me. Allah, He chooses whom He wants. And He put in their tongue and their heart the message in the time He wants, in the way He wants. And He chooses those who will listen to, to them. By this way, what is the message? The real message of da'wah is to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All what we're doing, or all what I'm doing, I'm trying to encourage and show some of the main responsibility and the job of, and duty of us as a Muslim, which we have been forgotten. And I try to show you from example of Quran and Sunnah where I'm getting this from. By this way, my brother and sister in Islam, what we're doing in here, in these tapes, it just open our mind and our heart to the reality of our duty. And by the way, before I forget, and you ask any scholar who fear Allah in Islam, a Muslim has no right to stay in America or Europe or Australia or whatever, or non-Muslim country, unless he engage in one of three. Either gaining knowledge useful to him and Muslim, and has been advised by a scholar, or he inviting toward Allah, or he fear from where he live, and he seek refuge, and he seek peace and tranquility in another land. And again, it has to be migration for Allah to develop his own deen, to develop his own faith, him and his family. By this way, where we are and who we are and what we're doing, we will be in a state of sins all the time, unless our intention purely to invite toward Allah. What about provision and life and this and that? Allah will do it. But the intention not to provide, the intention not to make money, the intention not to have fancy car, the intention not to be champion of houses, the intention how to take mankind from darkness to light. But how I do that if I do not have it? And this is a very important point. If you listen to my tips, most likely you will not understand it. The only way to understand what I'm talking about, if you believe of what I'm doing and what I'm saying. Meaning, according to what we believe, we will invite to how much we believe. People who love soccer, they all the time talk about soccer. People who love football, they talk about too much about football. People who like baseball, they talk all the time about baseball. Whatever you possess and you believe and your faith is, you will engage of what you believe with. And this is why, my brother and sister in Islam, you cannot invite toward Allah unless you believe in Allah. You have first to believe. The more you believe in Allah, the more you invite toward Allah. The more you love Allah, the more you invite to the loving of Allah. The more you believe in generosity and kindness of Allah, the more you invite others to it. Meaning, you cannot invite unless you live it. It's not again a magic pills or a prescription from the pharmacy. Go take the medicine of da'wah and you will be fine. You will be the inviter of Allah in 3 days. It doesn't work. It is struggle to reach Allah and ask Allah to accept you. This is we have to calculate. Meaning, I have to believe in Allah. I have to believe in hellfire. I have to believe in paradise. I have to believe in the day of judgment. I have to believe this life is useless unless we gain something to gain the pleasure of Allah and the mercy of Allah before we leave. Unless I can keep this in my heart, I cannot invite you to something I do not believe in. And otherwise, my invitation will be poor, will be useless. It will be just a bunch of talk, air. Even it will have more value. This is why today we see what going on in our Muslim locality and all over. Why the message is not growing? Are we believers in the message? This is my brother and sister, we have to calculate. We have to remember Allah is the doer. Allah is the owner of the message. He gave it to whom He wanted. He accepted from whom He wanted. And He allowed His voice to be heard to whom He wanted. In a time He wanted. We have to calculate that. Very important. We talk about Da'wah, invitation part 2. About the example Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it to us in Surah Ibrahim, in chapter Ibrahim, about the tree, and the good tree and a bad tree. This why, as an inviter, I have to calculate the sequence Allah wants and no otherwise. Meaning, I have to build faith in my heart. If the faith in my heart is calculated strongly and my heart has nothing except Allah, the trunk of the tree, because the heart is the roots of the tree. If the roots is good, the trunk becomes strong, because now the roots bumping food and liquid and nutrition value to the trunk. The trunk gets stronger and the roots get deeper. And we said the trunk is the obligation. An obligation in general for man. Meaning, salah, zakah, fasting, hajj, doing good deed, commandments, bad deed, visiting the sick, caring about others. And again, you cannot do it in the way Allah wants unless the faith is strong. But with the devotion and concentration in what you're doing is true. Now, you go to number 3. The branches is the left and the sunnah. The more you're implementing sunnah, and the more you have sunnah life in your body and your soul, and your behavior and manner and conduct all over, the more the branches will carry the food of the trunk to the leaves. Number 4 is the leaves. Roots, trunk, branches, leaves. Now the leaves, if you work in the leaves, wonder what happened. The leaves is the conduct and behavior with others. And the manner, again. Once you get that, you get the maximum. You get the fruit. The fruit is, everybody said, you are a person have akhlaq. You are a person have a manner. I won't have what you have. At this time, Allah will accept you, inshallah. And will open the door for you and others. Now let's, before we keep going, let's go back to the bad tree. If my faith is weak, meaning my roots is weak, my trunk is weak, meaning my salah is very weak. If my salah is very weak, meaning I have no value of sunnah. If I have no value of sunnah, meaning my conduct and behavior with others is not good, meaning people tell me I have no manner. Meaning I have no fruits. One scholar, he said something beautiful. What he say? He say, if the iman is strong, you surrender to your iman with the castles of obligation. And to save your obligation, you surrender with the sunnah and naf. If the sunnah and naf is strong, you surrender with a good conduct and behavior. And when the good conduct and behavior is good, you surrender with akhlaq, manner. Shaitan always do not go to the core. He goes step by step. He eats from the manner. If he can eat from the manner, meaning he can penetrate and go to the behavior and conduct with each other. If he succeed to make us having a bad conduct and behavior with others, mu'amalat and mu'asharat, he will go to the sunnah and naf and make us has no value to it. Oh, it's just a sunnah, it's just a sunnah, it's just a sunnah. And little by little, he penetrate to the fara'id, the obligation. And once he go to the obligation, and he make us not having good value to it, by loving dunya and envy and this and that, and all kind of disease, now he go and penetrate to the heart. And once he go to the heart, what he eating? He eat the faith. And what he eat the faith? What else left? Now you see? This is why we have to work to the tree according to the way Allah described and described the Quran. From the roots up. Ya Allah. By this way, if we are a believer of the message, we will start acting according to what we believe. Now, the companion, they call companion because he accompany the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did not sit in a masjid give a session about da'wah. He was invited toward Allah day and night all over. And the companion see what he's doing and imitate the Prophet. What we say? Today, we cannot look for a session about da'wah. We have to look for those who are inviting toward Allah, and Allah is already through them, and work with them in action, in life. And this is how we do. Some of the people used to come, oh, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, come invite my tribe, come invite so and so. Now they do two things. The inviting toward good, the acting as a helper of the inviter, and little by little they learn from the Prophet ﷺ what he's doing. By this way, we call it in Islam as-suhba. As-suhba is a companionship. You have to be in the environment of a companionship of people who's doing the job, not talking about it. Listen carefully. Big difference between talking about it and doing it. Because no message by Allah will be spread by talking. It will spread by action. A person who talks about something, he has to do it. He has to live it. Live it internal, external. And by sitting with these people, you will have some of what they have, and you start learning by the will of Allah. Think about, I do not have these particular people. Ask Allah. Allah will guide you. Allah will send you. Because Allah will give us according to what we want. And this is one of the truth about da'wah. Is to forget all what you need and remember what Allah needs. You forget your desire and you remember what Allah most wants. He wants His name to be elevated all over. And according to how much you believe in that, and feel about it, and think about it, make dua for it, Allah will give you. And you have to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala good behavior. Meaning, you go step by step. You go towards your heart. Find out who's the main focal point in your heart. Who really you think about him day and night? Who you worry about it? What topic it really, most of the topic it really penetrates in your heart? Unless it is da'wah, you cannot do da'wah. Doesn't mean you will be paralyzed. Actually, you will be successful. Because now you're working for Allah. You're not only a servant, you are a servant and an acting working. What is meaning? Allah will elevate you. He will give you from His support. And if Allah supports you, what do you want? Now, if I really want to invite toward Allah, I have to remember many important points. Number one, I have to remember who is Allah and remind other with who is Allah. The power of Allah, the ability of Allah, the glory of Allah, the mercy of Allah, the generosity of Allah, the light of Allah, the guidance of Allah, the forgiveness of Allah. Allah is the one who repents, and He accepts all repent from His servant. And He loves those who repent. I might say a word, I did not mean it. I said Allah will repent. Allah accepts those who are repent. By this way, I invite to the quality and understanding of who is the Creator, Allah. And especially if you're dealing with non-Muslim, do not use the word Allah. Use the Creator. Use the quality of Allah, because you do not know who's Allah. And some of them, they have bad image about Allah, according to the media and according to some of the other, what they call themselves Muslim, and going doing mischief all over. By this way, you call towards the Creator. And you have to call with all His quality, not one quality. And let people get closer to who is the Creator and how much the Creator is giving us and how much we have a duty towards the Creator to know Him. And the glory of the Creator. And we look around us all over every single day and we can see the glory of the Creator. By this way, the main topic will be who is the Creator, who is Allah, and how much the Creator is inside our heart and we believe in Him. Number two is we have to remind each other of death and how this life is very short and nobody will take from it except good deed and believe in Allah. And all others, material status is no value for it. Number three, we have to talk about loving Allah. Because when somebody has quality, wonder what happened. We have to love. And according to how much we love, we spread love. And love is not a talk. It's an ache. It's a desire. It's a thinking. It's a thought. And the more we have it, the more Allah will accept it from us. And the more He will accept the message and send it to others. And also because love is the main core of moving others. Because human beings move toward love. The more we love something, the more we work for it. And we try to get it. And what more than loving Allah? The one we need Him in this life. Need Him in a time of death. Need Him in the grave. And we have to remind ourselves and others with loving Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because you cannot work in da'wah until and unless you know the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You have to know him. You really have to know him. You have to know what he did. How he do things. How he was inviter. Because he's our teacher. And how he's the companion. Receive that. And all the story behind that. And how much he was patient, kind, generous, humble, forgiving. All the quality, I have to say, is me inviting toward Allah with the quality of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And one of the mistakes a lot of Muslims today have failed into it is that in times you take a portion of the Sunnah, a portion of the life of the Prophet in certain time and try to implement it. You cannot do it. You have to study the whole life together and find out according to what similar time we live at, you implement. Today, we are in the beginning of invitation. I consider today we are just the beginning of invitation for Muslim and non-Muslim alike. We do not know who is Allah. We do not know the Prophet ﷺ. We do not know the companion. By this way, I said delay the regulation and rule. Wait. Build faith first. Because people's heart is not ready to carry the rule of Allah. Yes, the rule of Allah is important, but building faith will allow them to carry the rule of Allah. Not the rule of Allah will allow them to have faith. It doesn't work this way. And if you look to the teaching of Allah, revelation came first to build Iman. We call it today Tawheed, we call it Aqeedah, which is two words, never was exist in the time of the Prophet. But it was a word only was exist to know who is Allah. To build faith in Allah, to believe in Allah, to rely on Allah, to love only Allah, to fear only from Allah, to do everything for Allah, to believe Allah is a doer, and nothing can happen without the will of Allah. It was a teaching of action, faith, not an empty session. Today we have a lot of empty session. But the reality of believing in Allah does not exist. Only in word. When a time coming of calamity, we cannot even carry it. May Allah save us and show us who's Allah. And the loving of the companion. Because the companion of the Prophet ﷺ is the best example after the Prophet ﷺ. By this way, we have to see the example of the companion, not other today. May Allah save us. Go back to the companion. See what he said, what he did. Yes, we cannot even become a dust underneath their toes, but we can try. We can even think. We read. We live with them even with our heart. And inshallah, this will benefit us, inshallah. Number four, we have to keep talking about the hereafter. We have to talk about paradise. What Allah prepared for us to love the hereafter more than loving this dirty life. Once we can get that, we start able to leave what in our hand and sacrifice to receive what Allah has been promising us. And we have to think, what is the wisdom of being in this earth? What is the message? This is our farming land. To do what? To do good deed. And build faith and build connections with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a bridge to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a bridge to reach the pleasure of Allah. It is a bridge to reach the mercy of Allah. It is a bridge to reach the Jannah insha'Allah. And to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beautiful face. We have to talk about that all the time, all the time. This is how we start inviting, by inviting ourselves first. What I'm doing now, I'm inviting myself more than I'm inviting you. Because the most heart closest to me is my own heart. The most ear closest to me is my own ear. The most brain closest to me is my own brain. Yes, I'm talking to you, but I'm talking to myself first. Even if you do not get involved and really engage in what I'm saying, at least me saving myself, by this way I'm not engaging with something against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By this way, if you're not benefit, I am benefit. And this is how the inviter works. He always invites, he always in a state of invitation. And through that, what we do? We start visioning the responsibility and try to calculate the responsibility. And the more we understand the responsibility and the trust in our shoulder, the more we start acting. And we have to prepare for the job. And preparation between, if there is a job, is between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this preparation needs sincerity. I need a lot of desire to be involved. Meaning what I'm talking about it. We have to really live it. We have to live it. We have to try. The more we try, meaning sincere. This is the whole thing. Success in the hand of Allah. Do not look for success. Do not say when. Do not say why. Do not say how. It's not your business. Your business only to try. To try to reach. When Allah will open, is not my business. Allah will open to me in the time He wants, in the way He wants, with His generosity, with His kindness. It's almost like all messenger and prophet. You will find out they keep doing da'wah and nobody listens to them. Why? Allah prepares the messenger and denies the messenger for everything. To the messenger can keep. He's only a machine working, but he cannot do nothing. At this time only, wonder what happened. At this time only, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will start showing him. You see how it works? Sometimes today we want to do, and we want the result right away. It's the wrong way. The more you're looking for the result, the more you're going backward. And the more you leave the result in the hand of Allah, the more you're going toward Allah. Because this is the main thing. Allah wants us to deny everything except Allah. But it's we engage of what Allah wants, but we do not look for the result. The result again is a tawfiq of Allah. Ability from Allah. In the time He wants, in the way He wants. If I do not see a result, I go back to myself and keep working from roots up. And do not wave finger to others. Wave finger only to yourself. Do not blame other or condition or money or knowledge. Blame only yourself. And connect yourself to Allah. This is a da'wah. Because if Allah invites you, you said, how I get wisdom? What do you want me to say? The wise is Allah. He will put the wisdom in your heart and your tongue. The knowledgeable is Allah. He will give you the knowledge and help you to seek knowledge in the way He wants. You said, I have no means. He's the owner of means. You said, I'm poor. He's rich. He will give you. Just rely on Allah. Believe in Allah. This is what we want. This is what we're missing. We look for technicality, but we're not looking for Allah. Subhanallah. Subhanallah amma yushrikun. Glory to Allah of what they commit partner with. My mind, my heart, my money, my ability. Inviter has no mind, has no heart. Everything belongs to Allah. He just connects himself to Allah and Allah feed him. This is why messenger and prophet, they have some time to exclude themselves. The Prophet ﷺ, he used to go to the cave for days, weeks, to do what? Looking for a job? Looking for money? Calling Allah. Connect his heart to Allah. To the level of Iman, elevate. This is what we need. We need to elevate the Iman. We need to fill this heart with Allah only. Wonder what happened. Once we go to this journey, automatically, with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah is the owner of quality, our manner and behavior changed. Our conduct with other changed. The way we look to other will be changed. Will be more mercy, more patient, more kind, more generous, more loving, Muslim and non-Muslim. Animal and people, everybody,
Why? We want to show them Allah. We are with Allah. At this time, once you really reach the level when you understand and connect yourself to Allah, now, because you're loving Allah only, you're ready to sacrifice. And the journey of sacrifice starts. Sacrifice your time, of your pleasure, of your owning, of yourself, of your time. And the more you sacrifice for Allah, the more sincerity you will receive. Sacrifice your sleep. Sacrifice your need, your desire. The more you sacrifice, the more you get elevated. Because again, it's not a session, it's an action. Now, once we are in a level of sacrifice, we will go to a period of time of test and trial for Allah to test us. During this period of time, what we do? We do what Allah said. Be patient. Make salah. Do dhikr. Connect yourself to Allah. Remember Allah. Rely on Allah. Call Allah. That's it. And do not blame nobody except yourself. And be humble. Humble to Allah. Humble to others. Humble yourself. Put your nose down. Deny yourself. The more you keep trying, Allah will open. When is not your business. It can be in your life. Maybe Allah will accept all your effort and He give it to others in the hereafter. You know, another way. The main thing, not to look to the result. Look to whom we're dealing with. He's the doer. He's the one He accept. He's the one He open. He's the one He guide. He's the one He give light. At this time, if you know you are in the right track, the loving of good deed will increase. The loving of gaining good deed will increase. You will hate to delay it. Any time somebody invites you of good deed, you will run. You will try. You will not stop. You will not delay it. You do not know if you die tonight or not. Right? So you try. You are ready to sacrifice anything to gain a good deed for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To gain the mercy and the pleasure of Allah. When you start doing that, and you start loving and enjoying what is good deed, this is the quality of the believer. The enjoying what is right, and they forbid what is evil. They joy and enjoy what is right. This become inside of you, day and night. If you're not doing good deed, you feel like something missing. It's almost like you don't eat. And more. It will be hard for you to go to sleep. It will be hard for you to eat. Eat and sleep will not be, you know, it will not be enjoyable to you. Because you feel something is missing. Allah is not giving me. Oh Allah, what I do? Oh Allah, get me closer to you. Oh Allah, open the door of good deed. Oh Allah, I'm weak, I'm a sinner, but you're the generous one. Oh Allah, accept me. Because only by the generosity of Allah. Now, at this moment, inshallah, you will see the door is open. More and more, more and more. And the door is, the more is open, the more humble you have to be. The more fear of Allah you have to be. Because at this time, a lot of people fall. Oh, I did it. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. I can do this. I have the power of this. No, we do not do. We have no power. The more you Allah open for you, the more you go humble more to Allah and to His servant, and the more you deny yourself. Wisdom from Allah, the knowledge from Allah, the ability from Allah, the means from Allah, Open the heart of you and others from Allah. Book the right word in your heart from Allah. What does this mean? My faith will increase. The more you do da'wah, the more you invite word Allah, your faith, your iman, your yaqeen, your tawakkul, rely on Allah, loving in Allah, fear of Allah, taqwa, everything will be increased. This is why Messenger and Prophet, they are the highest in faith than any other mankind. Why? Because they are the most inviter toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, you want to read session? Do. Don't talk. Do. Now you listen. Now you know. Now it's up to your sincerity to open. Open what? Knock in the door of Allah and tell Him to open for you and me and all the Muslim and mankind. Be generous. Don't be stingy. Call Allah. Oh Allah, make me the guider of mankind, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make me the guider of ins and jinn, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make me the cause of spreading goodness, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make me the cause of spread light, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make me the cause of spread peace and tranquility, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make me carry your quality, Ya Allah. Make me inviter to you and your quality, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, accept me, Ya Allah. And in this journey, it go up and up, inshaAllah. And the more it go up, the more dhikr you should do. The more thinking of other you should do. And the more less thinking about you should do. Because an inviter to Allah like a candle, it burns itself to light for others. Very important to seek knowledge from Allah and Quran and Sunnah and find out, even in the hardship. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went inviting Ta'if, the famous story, and he sent the kids, the crazy people, to punish him and to shoot him and hit him with rocks, and he put the throne under his feet. And the most beloved, blessing feet of the Prophet ﷺ was bleeding. His face was bleeding. And the angel Jibreel came with the angel of mountain. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, I came from Allah and tell you, if you want, I have the angel of mountain with me. And he asked you, if you want to close the two mountains above these villages, we will do. And you will nothing, nobody will survive. Look at the Sunnah and teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After he'd been tortured, he said, Oh Allah, I do not want that. Oh the angel of the mountain, I do not want it. Oh Jibreel, I do not want it. And he raised his hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and said of the meaning of, Oh Allah, forgive my people. They are people they do not know. Allahumma ghafir li qawmi. فَإِنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ And after that he makes the famous dua, Oh Allah, get of their seeds what benefit to you and spread deen for you, Ya Allah, and believe in you. This is the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You ever see a prophet or messenger have a stick of wood running after the people? You ever see a messenger or prophet said, I'm going to revenge? You hear it a lot from different group and different sect of Muslim. Sometimes I wonder, where does he get this from? This rule of Allah has different level and different action and different timing. If we do not understand it right, we will do a lot of mischief to ourselves and other. And this is what a lot of Muslim or Kurds, we call themselves Muslim today, doing. They do a lot of mischief to themselves and to Islam by the name of Islam. This is why today we are the most enemy of Islam. We are the one who call themselves Muslim. We are the most enemy of Islam. Not the non-Muslim. We. May Allah save us. And this is why, my brother and sister in Islam, if you want to know about da'wah, just behave as a Muslim. Act like a Muslim. Show other you are a Muslim. How? By spreading the right manner. This is the beginning of da'wah. You want to know all the detail about da'wah? Call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want to know the wisdom? Call Allah. You want to have the means? Call Allah. You do not have money? Call Allah. You do not know even what to do? Call Allah. Allah is the one, He will accept you. Nobody else. Because if you're going to work, you're going to work for Allah. You do not want to work for a group or a sect or anything. You want to work only purely to Allah. You do not want to be a tool for another division and another deception by the hand of others who call themselves Muslim. Very important. And again, remember the role model. You cannot invite toward Allah and acting in a bad manner. Or let people see you doing something. Doesn't mean I will be in the front of you acting nicely and behind you acting different way. No, it will not work. Allah will not accept my message. It has to be with sincerity. It has to be for Allah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, da'wah is belong to Allah. The more we believe in Allah, the more we believe in the message, the more we believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the more we have responsibility, the more we have agony, the more we have love, the more we really want it, the more we believe in paradise, the more we believe in the pleasure of Allah, Allah will accept us, inshaAllah. And whatever what you need, call Allah, He will give you, inshaAllah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, the da'wah is the work of Allah. He chooses it for whom He wants, in the time He wants, in the way He wants. Don't look for any result. Result in the hand of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala benefit me and benefit you and put light in what I'm saying and make it benefit to us and mankind to the day of judgment. Because I'm limited, but Allah unlimited. I'm poor and Allah is rich. I have no wisdom. Allah is the wise. I cannot reach my word to you. Allah can able to allow it to enter and penetrate in your heart. O Allah, اللهم ارزقنا الهدى والتقى والعفة والعفاف والغنى. اللهم يا بر يا رحيم يا حنان يا منان يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أول يا آخر يا ظاهر يا باطن وأنت على كل شيء قدير. توفنا مسلمين وألحقنا بالصالحين غير هدايا ولا ظالمين ولا مظلومين. اللهم لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين ظلموا ولا تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى واهد الناس جميعا واهد الإنس والجان أجمعين واجعلنا خالصين مخلصين لك يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارزقنا الإخلاص في السر والعلانية. اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يقربنا إلى حبك وتحبيب عبادك فيك يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة التامة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ارزقنا من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونستعيذك من كل ما استعاد منه نبيك محمد وعبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. سبحانك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. اللهم اجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه. O Allah, make us among those who listen to the best and they follow what is in goodness in it, inshaAllah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. My dear brother and sister in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. A lot of time questions come to me. How we make da'wah to our mother? How we make da'wah to our father? How we make da'wah to our family? And I say, da'wah to the family is a very delicate. And sometimes the best da'wah to the family, first, by good manner, conduct yourself in a good behavior, make dua for them, be generous, be kind, respect. Once you do that, you win the heart. Because in da'wah, what you need to do first is win the heart of the person in the front of you. And winning the heart of the person in the front of you, you cannot do it just by talking, or giving a speech, or tell them right and wrong. It doesn't work. The best way to do da'wah to somebody is with action. Because action is more powerful than talk. Once you be doing action, which generosity, kindness, ikram, good manner, patience, all this, and in the meantime, dua, which prayer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after a while, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala joins the heart. And after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala joins the heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do something else. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala joins the heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the heart toward you. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the heart toward you, that's it. Now you can talk. Now, what else? You see, sometimes we wait for result, and again we wait. And we go back to what we said before, result in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, how we make da'wah to the neighbors? Same thing. How to make da'wah to our fellow worker? Same thing. How to make da'wah to non-Muslim? Same thing. Believe it or not, the basic fundamental belief in da'wah is the same. Is the same. We just have to be patient and seek guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also read a lot about the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Read a lot about the conduct of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam among non-Muslim and non-Muslim alike, and different tribes. How he was very patient and very kind. And do not look to the mistake of others. Because once you make to the mistake and the sins of others, you will make mistake. This mistake you will commit shirk with Allah. Yes, they make mistake, but this mistake is not belong to us. This mistake is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one. And now, I think I have a problem with light. By this way, I have to wait until I see what's going on. And I complete, inshallah. Now you see, for one bulb, it will not give me the right light. I have to wait. Similar, when we do da'wah, if Allah do not give me the green light, which opens the heart of others toward me, meaning I have to be patient and wait. Maybe something, a wise thing from Allah, I do not know.
And you cannot go to your friends and say you are wrong. Word wrong do not use. People do not like it. Even sometimes me, by myself, I make mistake and use it. But I should not use it. And please forgive me, now is no light, and light keep going back and forth. I have to stop and we continue inshallah another time. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. My dear brother and sister in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن شاء الله we were talking about the importance of setting the role model and wait for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a green light. Today, I feel sorry when I see the young generation has no respect for elder. And I think if I go to class, or I hear a scholar, or I read in a book, I receive the green light to paradise. And even I did not implement it yet. You see, with knowledge, number one, we seek knowledge. Number two, we try to implement this knowledge. Number three, we steadfast of what we learning and we implementing. Number four, we try to invite toward what we know. Number five, we be patient. Patient. Today, my dear brother in Islam, patient has become a very expensive merchandise. Now, by this way, when I'm dealing with parents, relative, uncle, grandparents, I have to be patient, kind, and generous. And don't ever look down. Who we are to look down over others? We have to invite. Only we have to invite. And we invite with kindness and generosity. Not today I learned some command and some do and don't about salah, or fasting, or hijab, and iron, and everybody becomes sinner, and mashallah, I'm the prophet. Who said so? It's big difference between Allah ruling and Allah whom he going to punish. We do not know. This is very important. Today I find a lot of people with arrogant problem, especially people among what they call themselves knowledge. Because actually if I receive the knowledge, I should think is a trial from Allah, exactly like money. Imagine a person have money and keeping complaining about the poor people instead of spending his money. Who will go to hell? The one with money or the poor people? A person claim he has knowledge and Allah give him guidance and he keep pointing finger and become very harsh and very, you know, like dictating, like he's, wa'alaizu billah, may Allah forgive me, he's God, he's Allah. No, we just an inviter. Inviter to good. For this, my brother and sister in Islam, we have to be careful. The way we conduct our manner and what we inviting to. I said it and I say it many times. Invite toward Allah, not to the command of Allah. Invite toward understanding of Allah and the loving of Allah and the loving of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. With all the attribute and manner and quality belong to Allah, And when the iman rise, now is the time to feed little by little about different rule and regulation. Hijab did not come overnight. Hijab came after 17 years of the beginning of da'wah. Another report, 15 years. Now, if hijab came after all this time, is a person in the front of me, I give her da'wah for 17 years, or I give her da'wah for some time, and her iman is elevated? I have to ask myself. Salah. When Salah came, fasting, Hajj came to the end. What is meaning? The ruling and the command of Allah was gradually according to the level of iman. Meaning, when I invite toward Allah, I have to keep in my mind, is the iman in the front of the person or in the front of me? Is ready to receive this command, or I have to be patient and reward him and get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Very important point. We not the judge. Allah is the judge. One of the companions was passing by when some Muslim was hollering and really being harsh over a Muslim. Okay? He drank. Wonder what happened. He took them aside and he said, do you know what's going on? Your brother has a lot of shayateen over him. He do not need your help over his own shayateen. He need your help by being kind and mercy to him and remind him with the mercy and the repent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the kindness and forgiveness of Allah. Help your brother over his own shayateen, because shayateen, when a person commit too many sins, they make him believe is no way out. By this way, they make him forget the door of mercy and the door of repent. What is my job at this time? To remind the person of how Allah is generous, how Allah is so merciful, how Allah is so kind, and remind him with the generosity of Allah, and the door is open, and he just repent and ask Allah for forgiveness. And Allah is so merciful. Very important to keep in our mind, humble. Today I find the majority of people, may Allah forgive me, among Muslim, or they call themselves Muslim, they engage in da'wah, they by themselves need a lot of da'wah. Because they do da'wah with hushly way, with arrogant way, has nothing to do with da'wah and has nothing to do with the sunnah. Who we are, maybe the one he consider himself pious, he died in a state of sins. And maybe the sinner, Allah give him da'wah by himself, and repent before he died, and he make him die in a state of repent. And now he's more closer to Allah than me. Very important not to be happy because I have many sessions or many dars or many tapes, and I get to know what is right. Doesn't matter what I know what is right. What matter is how to calculate it, and how to invite to it with wisdom. And this coming from Allah, who is humble. And always I look down to myself, and look up to others. Maybe they are better than me in the eye of Allah. How I know? I do not know. I do not know. My dear brother and sister in Islam, da'wah to the family need a lot of humble and patience and kindness and waiting until Allah united the heart for you. And this need a lot of silence, a lot of dua, a lot of crying, a lot of going toward Allah and asking to give you and open your heart to them and open their heart to you. Because the hearts belong to Allah, not belong to us. And bear with me for a moment. And we will continue, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dear brother in Islam, we have to remember, even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he cried over his mother. He cried over his father. Ibrahim alayhi salam did the same. He cried over his uncle. And it came the famous verse, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. You did not give guidance to whom you love, but Allah give guidance to whom He want. This another point, very important to keep in our heart. We are inviter, not guider. We are engaging in spreading goodness. Doesn't mean it will spread. We are just like a farmer. We put the seeds in the ground. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sends the water in the time He wants. Some seed will grow, some seed will not grow. It's not our business. Very important. Very important. My dear brother and sister in Islam, sometimes we forget who we are. This is why when you struggle to build your iman, is number one the core of da'wah. One of the early tabi'een, he was walking in the market when again one pious person, he harmed a person, he was drunk. And after he did what he did, the pious person, this scholar took him in the side and he asked him, do you see the knowledge of unseen and find out he died in his state? He said, no. He said, do you look in the unseen and look if you die in your state? He said, no. He said, maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change his state with your state and your state with his state. We do not know who will die in the right ending and with a happy ending. Only Allah knows. This is why we have to be careful very much of how we conduct ourselves, because people are two kind, either mubtala or mu'alafa. A person, he is mubtala, meaning he is under calamity of sins or disease or whatever. And a person mu'alafa, meaning person Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have given him part or some guidance. Now, guidance is a gift by Allah, like food and shelter and everything else. How you be arrogant over something is not belong to you? Because if you think you are good because you are a good person, you commit already a sin. It's already Allah is generous to you and give you tawfiq and ability and guidance and light. And He wants you to share this gift with others. Very important core of da'wah. You cannot hate nobody, even the non-Muslim. We hate their own disbelief, but we cannot hate them as people. Because how you make da'wah to somebody you hate? You cannot do it. The only way to make da'wah and invite toward Allah, if you love people. You love your mother, you love your father, you love your uncle, you love your parents, you love your neighbors. Even you love the disbeliever as a human being, you have a duty toward them. You love them as a human being toward you. And you hate their own disbelief. This portion of love will allow you to deal with them with goodness.
Look at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
how he dealt with his own neighbors, Jewish and Christian and non-believer.
Look to even the people who used to oppress him and put garbage in the front of his door, even when some of them was sick. He said, what happened? He didn't see, look and find out the garbage is not there. They said to him, she's sick. He went and he visited.
This is the manner of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to keep in our mind who we are and where we're going. We have to keep in our mind, we not the guider, we not the opener, we not the owner of light, we not the owner of the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's the owner of the heart, He's the owner of guidance, He's the owner of everything, He's the owner of light. He give it to whom He want, in the time He want, in the way He want. Very important, my dear brother and sister in Islam. Let's go to the neighbors, and you can open any book in teaching of the manner of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and read under the right of neighbors. And right of neighbors doesn't mean Muslim or non-Muslim. Muslim has a little bit extra, but even non-Muslim, he have right over you. If you read all this right, if just as a Muslim today in America, we implementing one manner only, which is the right of neighbors, people will embrace Islam right and left. Just from justice of Islam. But what are we doing? Are we doing that? The right of neighbors? Right of animal? Right of earth? Manner in general is very important. We cannot abuse nothing. And sometimes we abuse ourselves before we abuse others. By thinking I'm somebody. No, we're not somebody. Only Allah knows who is somebody. And this knowledge is only in the unseen. We do not see it. Allah only knows it. By this way, my brother and sister in Islam, when you invite, you cannot by any way act hasty or arrogant or stubborn, or because you learn such and such today, you want everybody to do it. It doesn't work this way. Revelation used to come, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam invited to it as a prophet. And even then, the majority of people did not listen to him. And maybe 10 years later, 15 years later, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened their heart and they listened to him. Role model is very important. Sometimes we want people to listen to us, but we do not have the manner. We do not have the respect. We do not have the patience. We do not have the quality of what we're talking about. If I have a dars or a session or a piece of knowledge, number one, I have to calculate. Ask Allah to give me the right of this knowledge. And steadfast. And be patient. And set the role model. And later on, when Allah give me the green light, I start inviting toward it with wisdom, according to whom I'm talking to. Very important. It's not every piece of knowledge you get, you engage it with others. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He give us in different level, in different way. And we cannot want to give others what Allah give us. No. Again, we just invite her with wisdom. ادعو إلى ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة. Invite toward Allah with wisdom and with the right
advice.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He put wisdom above the right advice. Because you can invite a person to good deed, but in the meantime, he's not ready. And now you created mischief or bad feeling between you and your brother or father or uncle or whatever. Now you close the relation or you cut the relation. What benefit are you going to gain? What are you going to gain from that? You lost. A man, he used to drink alcohol in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he came and he gives a greet to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu get up. And he won. Cut his head off. And harmed them. What the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to him, O ya Umar, leave him alone. He loved Allah and his Rasul. What does mean? I go drink? No. But even a person, he was weak. He was sinner. But he loved Allah and his Messenger. The Prophet said to him, leave him alone, ya Umar. Just by generosity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give a lot. By this way, sometime when I intend to do good and destroy a lot. For this, my brother and sister in Islam, we have to seek wisdom from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another advice I want to share with you about the non-believer, the non-Muslim. Please do not share with them too much revelation. It's not belong to them. Even a weak Muslim, you do not engage with them too much revelation and do and don't in Islam. You engage first with Iman. Because a lot of do and don't is you ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, or you believe, is not ya ayyuha nas, or you people. By this way, we have to use wisdom and be patient and ask Allah to guide us and to put in our heart and our tongue what benefit to us. Because you can do da'wah and you can do damage more than doing good. That's why I always repeat, wait for the green light. What is the green light? When you feel Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open your heart to something and open the heart of other for you. Meaning, you do not engage in big, hasty way. How you know if Allah gives you the green light? You will find the way you talk is humble, is nicely. People listening to you, people respect you, people love you, people want to be with you. And at this time, you feed them little by little, like a baby. Can you give the baby a big amount of curry and rice and this and that and a lot of meals? Or you give him milk? Or you give him water? Or you give him a little bit of yogurt with milk? With water? When a person is sick, you give him a big meal, or you give him lemonade, or some water, or some juice, or some fruit. Yes, big meal might benefit him, but at this condition, it might kill him. Similar, my brother and sister in Islam, we have to be patient and wait, and see who we're talking to, and which stage they are in at this time, and go back to Allah and make dua for them. And pray for them. And doesn't mean we make dua for them, we are better than them. Very important point. Don't ever engage in da'wah with the intention you are better than them. This will punish you and wipe you out. We do not know who is better than whom. And again, bear with me for a moment. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dear brother and sister in Islam, we know da'wah is the work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And I'm going to share with you something. May Allah put it in my heart and put it in your heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give quality to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We did not send you except mercy to mankind. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said in the tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ارحموا من في الأرض يرحمكم من في السماء الراحمون يرحمهم الرحمن. Be mercy to what in earth, Allah will be mercy to you. The mercy people, Allah will be mercy to them. Two scholars in early days, one of them, he reported the story, but he did not want to share the name of the another scholar. He was his teacher, big scholar. He wrote hundreds and hundreds of books in Islam. And before he died, the student asked his teacher, please, when you die, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to permit your soul and come visit me in my dream and talk to me and tell me what happened. This scholar, after he died, after weeks, after that, he showed up in a dream of his student. And the student told him, MashaAllah, I saw you look happy. He said, yes, Allah forgive me, and He will enter me, inshaAllah, to paradise. He said, with your knowledge? He said, no, my knowledge is zero. He said, how? He said, I asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He told me, your knowledge, I give it to you. How you want a reward for something, I give it to you. Your mind, I give it to you. How you want me to give you a reward for something, I give it to you. The student and all the writing you did, I collect the heart of people toward you. How you want a reward for something you did not do? He said, what elevate you to the level what I see now? He said, only two deeds Allah accept from me. And all my good deeds and learning and teaching to others, Allah did not accept. He said, what is it? Share with me, please. He said, one day I was in the bathroom. And I hear somebody in the bathroom said, please, I need water. I run to the well. And I get, you know, the bucket. I put it to the well. I get water. And I give him the water. And I waited for him outside, waiting for him in case he need extra water. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loved it so much because I did it only for him. And He accepted from me. And He forgave all my sins with it. Another time, when I have two rak'ah, to pray in the end of the night, alone, and nobody see me, with two tears, fear from Allah alone, when nobody see me, Allah loves it so much. This is the only two deed, elevate me and put me to paradise. Ya Allah, look at this. Look at this. None of the companion in a state of death, he felt he's somebody. Even a lot of them get the glad tidings, get the key of paradise. The Prophet gave it to them. But even then, what he tells them? Or what he said to others? All of them died in a state of fear of Allah. Today, mashallah, who we are to think or judge others? I beg you, my brother, for Allah, don't do that. Please, don't do that. Get away from judging others. Get away from looking down to others. We do not know. We do not know. We do not know who we are, and we do not know who they are. Maybe we, the one we think we are so good, maybe we die in a state of very bad. And maybe the one is very bad, they die in a state of very good. We do not know.
By this way, my brother and sister in Islam, be careful and be humble. And look to whom you're working with. And who allow you to know and do is a gift from Allah. And your job is to share the gift, not to look down over people. Very important. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us guidance. By this way, for non-believer and non-Muslim, please, just go back to the basic. The basic of da'wah you apply it to everybody, because all of us need it today. Do and don't, it leads us to a lot of details. You do not know all the detail, you do not know all the concepts, all the rolling with it, all the condition, and shaitan will make you confused, make the person who asks you confused, and in the end, you will not go anywhere. Always look in one thing, the message, the book. Where is the revelation? How we reach the Creator? How we love the Creator? How to obey the Creator? How to get closer to the Creator? That's it. Given this basic topic, you will find a lot of goodness in it. And when you finish it, the time will come. When you will be ready, they will be ready. Because Allah is so kind. About our worker. You cannot be in a state of hypocrisy and you want your co-worker or your friend at work or somebody, you know, listen to you. You have to set the role model. You have to stay fast in Islam by yourself and show again the role model. And by the way, this role model, you cannot do it with the intention, I want others to see me. No, you want Allah to see you. You are watching Allah. You know Allah is all seeing, is all hearing. By this way, your steadfast and your sincerity, it will open the road for you. Again, when you look to all what I'm talking about, is basic. People said you do not have anything more than that. You see, people do not know. This is a real da'wah. The real da'wah is to connect yourself to Allah. To connect yourself to Allah. And if Allah accepts you, to be humble. And don't look down to others. And carry the gift. And share it with others with kindness and mercy. You have to show mercy. Your face looks like mercy. Happy, content. You cannot worry and ask people not to worry. You cannot invite people to something and you're not doing. Allah will not accept. It would be a bunch of activity with no any benefit. And will be witness against you, not to you. Somebody said, okay, what about me? I did not do it yet. Can I invite or I will be a hypocrite? No, you will not be a hypocrite. If inside of you, you say the truth between you and Allah. Oh Allah, I'm weak. But I'm going to try to spread it for you, Ya Allah. And meantime, building your own self. And let people know. The truth is beautiful. I am weak. I am weak. I am very weak. I'm not what you think you are, you think am I. But just because the message is important, I'm trying to share it with you. But please do not look at me. I'm very sinner. I'm weak. Make dua for me. By this way, it becomes as a reminder for you. And building your own roads to inviting toward Allah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, very important to remember we are a slave. We not the doer. I always repeat this because we did not calculate it yet. I'm a slave. I'm doing what my master wants me to do. Not what I like people to do. I'm just talking. But the master might allow people to listen to me
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow it, or He might not accept it. He may allow the heart to listen to me or not. Look at Nuh alayhi salam. 950 years, he made dua daily, day and night, and nobody, even one person, listened to him. Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, peace and blessing be upon him, very small amount of his follower and his believer. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, 13 years in Mecca, and less than 100 people embrace Islam in 13 years. Daily da'wah, the most beloved prophet to Allah. And look what is going on. Why is that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach all of us a lesson. We have a job to do. When He opened, is His business. The main da'wah was in Mecca, and Allah opened, the big opening was in Medina. The main da'wah was in Mecca, and the main supporter of Islam and Muslimin was in Medina. What does this mean? You can work in one place, and Allah has spread your guide, your word and your message different place with different people. You do not know. You do not know. And this is what the main core in da'wah. To believe Allah is a doer, not you a doer. In the time Allah wants, in the way Allah wants. We have to calculate this. If you really want to work in da'wah, and you want to see the victory of Allah, do not look at it. But you believe in it. You believe Allah will do. You believe Allah is a doer. You believe Allah will take care about you. You believe Allah is watching, and He will carry your message. But you do not wait for a result. And otherwise you will not continue. For this, my brother and sister in Islam, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the right understanding of how we invite toward Allah. Because He's the only one He can teach us that. He's the only one can guide us. He's the only one can give us the wisdom. He's the only one can give us a green light. He's the only one can attach the heart of other for us. He's the one He can allow other to listen to us. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only if we return everything to Allah. At this time, Allah will open. In the time He wants, in the way He wants. How, when, where is not our business. We just a farmer, and we keep going. And we have to remember, we have to be like a fruit trees. You ever see a fruit tree, somebody hit it with rocks? What it will give you? It will drop fruits. The more you hit it with rocks, it drops fruits. And this is what we do as an inviter to Allah. Whatever, how much people call us names or do things, this is normal. But what do? We return it to Allah. And we deal with them with kindness and generosity and be patient. And make dua for them. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in our heart the right understanding of this work and the right responsibility about it. And open our heart and accept us to work for Him, purely to Him, by His way, and by the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with complete faith, yaqeen, and tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept my effort and your effort, and put barakah in it, and put light, because barakah from Allah, and light from Allah. Allahumma iftah baynana, wa bayna qawmina bilhaq, wa anta khayru fatiheen. Allahumma da'fi kalamina nuran, وضع في قلوبنا نورا وفي وجوهنا نورا اللهم اجعل من أمامنا نورا ومن خلفنا نورا وعن أيماننا نورا وعن شمائلنا نورا واجعل لنا نورا يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعلنا مباركين إنما كنا واجعل لنا نورا في السماوات والأرض اللهم تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا مولانا إنك أنت أرحم الراحمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وجزاكم الله كل خير والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.